If you don't have the people, you have to go get them. And don't hide behind, well, we don't have any more money to hire people, or we don't have any more positions to add. That's a story that you make up.
Welcome to Culture Coach, a podcast with me, Nikki Lerner, helping you to engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. Thanks for joining me today. You ready to go? Let's get started. Hey, thanks again so much for listening. You know, I wanted to create a space each week where you and I can learn about different cultures and come froms in a safe, non-threatening, non-embarrassing environment. I hope you enjoy this podcast. For more creative resources and ideas, you can engage with me at NikkiLerner.com. First, right off the bat, I want to give a shout out to Kate in Colorado. You know who you are. Kate in Colorado, I'm cheering you on today from Maryland. Thank you for being an authentic multicultural leader. Thank you for all the ways that you are trying to equip the people around you and to make people better and ultimately make this world a better place where the people who are leading and thriving and setting the culture and the tone for where we are headed, particularly in this country, that you are a part of that movement. And so you know who you are. And I want to thank you for listening to the podcast today, cheering loudly for you. Hey, everybody. Hi. I'm so glad that you are spending time with me today. What I want to talk about today is this idea of credibility and establishing credibility in the work of diversity in your organization or your business, in your community, in your neighborhood, in your faith community, wherever you find yourself, wherever it is that people gather. I want you to continue to feel equipped. Now, let me say this off the bat, and I am pretty sure that going forward here, particularly for the rest of this season of the podcast, you're going to hear me say this a lot. And I want to remind you that any culture work that you are doing at your company, any diversity work, any work that involves centering people around their culture as it relates to ethnicity, as it relates to come from, as it relates to their language, as it relates to their physical ability, as it relates to their religion, as it relates to their sexual orientation, whatever it is that you find yourself in your company or your organization highlighting, to make as many or to make as much room for as many different kinds of people as possible, I want to remind you today that this culture work is about people first, not programs. Let me say that again. That this good, beautiful work that you and I are involved in, it's about people first, not programs first. I always want you to keep that in front of you, you brave multicultural leader. You always have to keep this in front of you, that this work first and foremost is about people and how we serve them.
It's about people and how we engage with them. It's about people and how we are able to use our power and our platform and our influence to empower other people, to learn from other people, to have our worlds expanded by others, to find out about different leadership styles from other people, to engage people in conversation and ideas and innovation and creativity. We have to remember this. If we don't remember it, here's what's going to happen. Those of you that currently come from one particular people group, for most organizations and businesses that are thriving, most of those, or the majority of those companies right now, have historically been run by people from the white American people group. Now, you have to know that if that historically has been your leadership team or your executive team, the people that make the decisions, what you have to be on guard about is that you will begin this work and you will start to lean into it. And you will start by saying, well, you know, we don't have anybody on our decision-making team right now. We don't have anybody on our lead team right now. So let's just start the work, learn what we can, and then start to put some things in place, which is not a bad strategy. But if you're not careful, what will happen is you will forget that this work is about the inclusion of the very people that you long to serve better. Because what's going to happen is that you will end up having all of these diversity programs or all of this diversity work while not engaging any of the people that you are trying to do good by. Because what it becomes then is another way to operationalize the work. And what I believe is the beauty of multicultural leadership and multicultural work, and this is why I'm engaging in it, is because it leads us to one another. It leads us to a greater relationship with each other, a greater understanding of one another in a way that programs do not. And what's going to happen, dear leader, is that at some point you will realize that you do not have the credibility to make the decisions and to do the work. Because who's going to take advice or leadership from a decision-making team or even a leader that will not consult with or build relationship with people that do not look like her or him? You will lose credibility. Some of you right now that are listening, you're wondering why it's so hard, because you have put some programs in place. You've tried to operationalize training. Some of you have turned the work of multicultural leadership or a diverse organization into compliance work only. And you are wondering why you're not seeing the results that you long to see. You're wondering why people are still unhappy. You're wondering why people still feel unseen. Is it possible that it's because you have lost your credibility? Or maybe not lost it. Maybe you haven't gained it yet. Maybe you haven't even gained it yet. Maybe you haven't even come to the point yet where your decision-making team is actually diverse. So the people that work for you and the people that are involved, or even the people that you tell in your industry about the things that you're doing, they still look at your team. They still look at what you're doing. And what they don't see is a diverse team of people sitting at the top of your organization. You don't have the credibility. This is a very serious issue. And I say it not as judgment, I say it as information so that you can grab it right now and turn it around. Because here's what I will say, for many of you, you know, particularly for the last 2 years or so, you've been putting your head down, you have been trying to start some of this work, you have been trying to get the momentum going, you have been trying to do all of these things, and you've been doing a really great job. What I can say is my clients have been doing a really great job overall. They have been doing a great job of really trying to get the ball rolling here on a new way of being, a new culture that they are creating in their organizations. And that does not happen overnight, by the way. But in that work to just get things rolling, what you may have forgotten is that you actually need a diverse group of people. And no longer is it okay, or for any of us to use the excuse that either we just don't have people on the leadership team, or we just don't have people in the organization, or we just don't have people that live in our state, or we just don't have people. That you know, I hear sometimes too, you know, well, the people just don't exist. This is where I love the leadership woo. Because the leadership woo in this work starts to call to you. It starts to beg the question, how bad do you want your organization to be diverse? How bad do you want the input of diverse people? How bad do you want to establish your credibility as a leader in this space? Because here's what I will tell you. Multicultural leaders will never, ever settle for monocultural teams. They will never, ever settle for monocultural input. They will never settle for monocultural representation. They will never settle. Because the dream and the vision and everything that they believe deep down inside of them burns. It's like a burning bush inside of them that will not go away. And anything that threatens the vision of a multicultural environment or a multicultural leadership team will be rejected immediately. That's how badly multicultural leaders and organizations connect to the fact that this work is about the people first. So how do you reestablish your credibility? Or establish it if what's true is that you never actually had it in the first place? One insight for you today. You have to get outside of how you have been thinking about how you run your company or your organization or how you think about leadership and your team. You have to get outside of the old way of thinking about it. And a question for you to live into is, how can you diversify your decision making? How do you get input from diverse peoples if you don't currently have them on your team in your company? You have to be willing to go after this. You have to be willing to do things that are different than how maybe you've done them over the last couple of years. You have to think outside of your old monocultural leadership paradigm. If you don't have the people, you have to go get them. And don't hide behind, well, we don't have any more money to hire people, or we don't have any more positions to add. That's a story that you make up. Create what you want. Go find the people. Go find people in other industries. Go find connections and other leaders that are from diverse backgrounds. Go find them so that you can establish your credibility as a multicultural leader. Because until the people that work for you can look and see that you are getting input and that you are getting relationship and networking and proximity to people that look like them, you will always have a credibility problem. Come on, leader. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. How bad do you want it today?
Hey, thanks so much for making the time to listen. If you like the insight today, tell your friends and be part of the newsletter at NikkiLerner.com. Remember, it takes that first decision to realize your vision for a more generous, multicultural life. I'll see you next week.